Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. What's the new year hold for us as far as the cattle market is concerned? Daryl Peel's got some ideas. We're back with Dr. Peel in just a moment.
Hi, I'm David Whitlock, president of Oklahoma Baptist University. Did you know that OBU was recently listed in Forbes.com's ranking of America's best colleges? OBU was the highest-ranked college in Oklahoma for the second straight year. Forbes.com also ranked the top 100 American colleges as best value schools. OBU was the top Oklahoma college on that list also. We are thankful for the national recognition of our quality programs, but the best measurement of our quality is seen in the lives of our graduates. They are equipped with a Christ-centered liberal arts education that gives them the skills to lead in their careers and challenges them to serve in their communities. If you'd like to learn more about OBU, visit okbu.edu. That's okbu.edu. Oklahoma Baptist University, engaging lives for 100 years.
This OBU Minute is sponsored by Vertical Learning Curve, a global leader in customized interactive e-training. VLC, bringing learning to life. Learn more at vlcglobal.com.
With the holidays now behind us, and one of the jobs to do early on here in the new year, writing 2010 on all those checks, livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joins us from Oklahoma State University. Daryl, as we think about the overall outlook for the cattle marketplace early here in the new year, what are the factors that you see that could be impacting us here in the first quarter?
Well, you know, if you start with a normal kind of a seasonal pattern, and that's the place to look at all else being equal, what do we tend to do? We certainly tend to see prices stronger through the first quarter of the year for feeder cattle and for fed cattle. Typically, we peak out somewhere in that late March to early April time period for most of the feeder cattle and the fed cattle. Some of the heavier weight feeder cattle actually peak a little bit earlier, sometimes in late February. But generally, we look for that seasonally. Now, the question is, what would cause us to deviate from that seasonal pattern? We've already talked about the fact that we have a few more feedlot cattle coming through the system in the first quarter of the year, so that could mute that seasonal strength a little bit. The real key, of course, is going to be the same one we've been dealing with for the last 12 to 15 months, and that's going to be demand as it relates to boxed beef prices and then directly down into fed cattle prices. And so I think the real wild card in all of this and the real key to all of the cattle markets in a very direct way will be how we come out of the holiday period and into the new year in terms of the macro economy, consumer attitudes, and the general psychology of our whole economy.
And we'll talk with Dr. Peel about that macro economy, beef demand, and all that tomorrow here on the Beef Buzz. Most certainly, it's very, very encouraging to see the cash cattle trade rise during the holiday period, which is what happened. The Christmas holiday week, we actually put a couple of dollars on the cattle market, and the week between Christmas and New Year's, another couple of dollars on the market in the Southern Plains anyway, as we sold trade pretty actively this last week, right at 22,000-23,000 head in that 85-85.50 range, fully $2 higher than the week before in Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico feedlots, that the report from the Texas Cattle Feeders Association that we saw on New Year's Eve. Most certainly, after cash cattle prices were down, hovering in $80 early in the month of December, to bounce back strongly is at least one bit of good news to chew on and contemplate on this cattle market as we begin 2010. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Remember, previous Beef Buzzes are always available up on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button. That is your Beef Buzz today. Happy New Year. I'm Ron Hayes.